I'm Noelle, host of Pop Punk and Pizza, and today I'm joined by Jonathan by Northbound. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. It was really nice outside today, so I was skateboarding earlier.
Oh, sweet. Where are you at? Are you in California?
No, I live in Carroll Stream. It's a suburb of Chicago in Illinois.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So, you're originally from Florida, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm from Florida. I moved out to Los Angeles about a year ago.
Okay, cool. So would you say the pizza is generally better in Florida compared to California, or worse, or?
It's probably better in Florida.
Okay.
Because I think, there's a lot of people from New York in Florida. So there's a lot of good New York pizza.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what is your favorite kind of pizza?
My favorite kind of pizza, pretty simple guy. I like a cheese pizza, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, there's actually this place down the street for me that they do like a rigatoni pizza, like the pasta
so
on top.
So it has like noodles on top?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I like that. But
Yeah.
I do like pineapple on pizza. I know that's divisive. How do you feel about that?
I don't really like pineapple on pizza. I mean, I think it's good for like maybe one or two slices and then I get sick of it. So
yeah, I like
it's
pineapple and
okay, but
jalapeno.
yeah.
Yeah, pineapple jalapeno is good because you get the sweet and the spicy.
That is true. I don't like it, but
everyone's
different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So do you play all the instruments in this band, or like do you have any other musicians that help you out when you play live shows, or?
Yeah, so I have like pretty frequent collaborators, I'd say. The record is me and my producer Sam and my buddy Andy and my buddy Seb, and I try to get all of them to play live with me, but Sebastian plays in a bunch of other bands, and Andy lives in Florida, and so does Sebastian. So it's tough. Sometimes I play by myself. Like when I do live shows, I'll do just me acoustic. Or if I can get the gang together, I like to get them. So
yeah.
But it's kind of a revolving door of all my friends. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it's been over the years. But the studio, that I'd say like 80% of the studio is me, Andy, and our producer Sam.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So do you still play shows around Florida every once in a while, or are you like mostly playing shows in like California?
I haven't played in Florida in a while. I'm open to it. I want to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been out here, and I've just been trying to, get around in the LA circuit and be playing out here. But yeah, I was thinking maybe, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I was thinking maybe for like my album release show to do like one in LA and one in Florida.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be
hometown
sick.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be nice, but I don't know. It sounds expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive to travel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tiresome as well to like either driving or taking a plane. Like it's a lot of effort. I understand.
Yeah, I'd be willing to do it, but
yeah,
it's a lot of logistical stuff. I'm trying to figure out the LA show first, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
So tell me how you decided to start creating and releasing music. Like, was it always something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. My mom has like home videos of me, like, with like a little drum around my neck, or like a little toy guitar. Like, I think it was kind of always, it was always in me. But I guess like around middle school is when I started like actually trying more so. But yeah, I don't know. It kind of, not to sound like pseudo spiritual or something, but it does feel like it kind of chose me. Like it was kind of just the thing I wanted to do always.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm not good at anything else, so
Yeah,
it
that's
worked
what a lot
out.
of musicians say. They're like, I'm
Yeah.
not good at anything else, so this is what I had to do. That makes
Yeah,
sense.
this yeah, it came to me.
Yeah. And what is your favorite album that you've released so far? You have four out right now, right?
I have like a very old acoustic record, and then I did a full band record called Death of a Slug, and then I did one called Soul Kiss, and then so Juniper, the new one, is going to be the fourth one.
Okay, yeah.
I'd say like my favorite is always the newest thing I've worked on. You know what I mean? So my favorite is the newest one.
Yeah.
But in terms of stuff that's out, I think Soul Kiss, because it's the second newest one,
Okay.
and yeah, I think
Yeah.
most musicians probably feel that way. Like their most recent stuff
Yeah.
is their best
I think
material.
so too. But I mean,
Convincing.
like, 'cause like you evolve as as you go on, so it makes sense that the most recent thing is their favorite.
Yeah, like when I put out my first record, I was 18. So it's like
Oh.
I'm 30
Yeah,
now.
it's been a long time.
So it's like I listened to those songs, and not only do I think I was kind of bad at music at the time, the subject matter feels like a different person wrote it. You know what I mean? But
Yeah.
I understand. I have a lot of people who like the old stuff, and I'm trying to make them like the new stuff. But I
Yeah.
feel like it's music and nostalgia are so like music is such a nostalgic thing for people that I understand. Sometimes when bands I like put out stuff and it's a little like different or like they grew up, sometimes I'm like, nah, I like the old shit better. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So what bands inspire or influence you when you're writing songs?
My like number one musical icon is Max Bemis from Say Anything.
Okay.
Which like I don't know that people would suspect that of me, but I think if you
I
listen to
think it
Say
makes
Anything,
sense.
you listen to Say Anything, and then you listen to my music, you can see that I'm into him and I'm into his process.
Yeah.
And I like that Say Anything is kind of like it's Max's project, but it's like also a revolving door of friends. I think I take a lot
Yeah.
from so yeah, Say Anything. I don't think there's a single bad Say Anything song, which is a hot
Yeah.
tip, because a lot of people have mixed feelings on where
Yeah.
his career went, but I love him.
Yeah. I need to listen to them more because I only listened to like a couple of their songs, but I like what I heard so far. So.
Yeah, they're really like lyrical, and I don't know, it's just relatable to me. It's just I don't know, I feel very personally addressed by the lyrics.
Yeah, relatable stuff is always the best.
Yeah, so I'd say
Yeah.
Say Anything is my number one, and then I usually tell people The Starting Line is another one for
Yeah.
me. The Starting Line, old Fall Out Boy, old
Yeah,
Blink-182,
for
stuff like that.
sure. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that too. You covered Feeling This by Blink-182. I think it was last year on
Yeah.
Smart Punk Records did like a compilation.
Yeah.
So how has it been like working with Smart Punk so far and putting that out on that compilation?
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been cool. This album that is coming out in July that I'm doing is my second album with them, and the Blink cover was really cool. Yeah, you know, they care about music, you know what I mean? Which kind
Yeah.
of feels more and more like a rarity these days. So yeah, no, I really like working with them, and I grew up going to this venue in Florida called the Talent Farm.
Okay.
And it's funny because the label manager at Smart Punk is the son of the owner of the Talent Farm.
Oh, that's cool.
So I've like known the family for a long time.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I remember being like literally like 16 years old playing shows in my first band at the Talent Farm. And
Yeah.
Matt Burns from Smart Punk, his dad was always so good to me and so good to all the bands who came through.
Yeah.
So when Smart Punk approached me and I realized it was Matt Burns, I was like, yeah, this is a no-brainer. These people,
Yeah.
they care.
You gotta collaborate with
It's in his
them.
blood. He cares about music. He cares about Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Well, that's really cool.
yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah. Juniper, like you said, that'll be your fourth album you've released under Northbound. So what are some different things you wanted to try with this upcoming album that you haven't done before, either musically or lyrically?
I think for me, my first couple records that like really re like the ones that resonated with people were the ones that I made when I didn't really censor myself and I didn't really like try to conform to any kind of like pop structure with the songwriting or anything like that. And on Soul Kiss, I wouldn't say I censored myself, but I feel that I held back a little bit. Because I was like older, and you know, the relationships in my life are real ones, and I don't want to put those on blast. And I want to maintain some sense of privacy in my life because it feels very vulnerable to put out music. But all that being said, this new thing, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna make the songs I want to make. I'm gonna say what I want to say. I'm gonna kind of unapologetically step into being myself. And so yeah, I think like sonically, it just sounds like I grew up and refined a little bit, but like there's some weird stuff on the record where like there's things I would have discouraged myself from doing on my previous work because it maybe doesn't make sense in like a song structure way or like whatever, you know what I mean? Like there's a song on this record that like there's literally a section A and a section B and then the song ends. It's like, and my favorite part of the song is a part that doesn't repeat. It's not the chorus. You know what I mean? It's like that, and that's how I would have written when I was, you know, in my 20s and I was kind of naive to like how to structure a song or like how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? So, I think it's just the thing I haven't done in a while or that I haven't done before is just like kind of just saying like fuck it and just kind of being me more, making the songs that I want to make and saying what I have to say, I guess. I
That's
don't know if that's a
awesome.
great answer, but
Yeah, it is.
okay.
And is there an overall theme of this album, or is like there a specific message that you kind of wanted to get across with the songs overall?
Yeah, I think the overall theme is change. I went through like a lot of life changes and I moved cross country like in the middle of the production of this record. I moved from Florida to LA. And yeah, and a lot of my work before was like very brooding and very sad. And I wanted to make a fun record. I want the listener to have fun. I want you to feel things when you listen to it, of course, but like I want the overall feeling to be like fun and like
Exciting.
yeah, like exciting. I don't want to brood anymore. Like I'm kind of not brooding anymore in my life, you know. Like
You're
I
kind
grew
of
up a
past
little
that.
bit. Yeah, I mean, I still struggle with things like everyone else, but like I'm not like this open wound of like, you know what I mean?
Depression and
Yeah, I just don't.
gloominess.
I just don't. And even if I might be that sometimes, I still don't. I don't really want to like. I don't want to contribute to the world in that way. Like I want to be happier.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
I
so I
think
think that's the
people can
overall vibe.
use more fun songs in their life, you know? People have enough
Yeah.
depression as it is.
Yeah, we all do,
So,
you know. But yeah, I just want to have fun.
that's all good. And are there any songs you'd like to cover in the future? I know we mentioned the Blink-182 song.
Yeah, nothing really comes to mind. I'm not like a huge cover fan, and I think like with social media, there's like a lot of people doing all these covers that then like up and then they try to push their own music, and I don't know that that's a thing for me to do. But yeah, I also feel like covering bands that are still active is kind of a strange thing. So I
Yeah,
don't
it is.
maybe I could pull out some like weird obscure 90s cover or something. But yeah, the Blink thing was special because that was like a compilation, you know what I mean? But in general, I think I'm kind of more interested in doing my own stuff.
That's cool.
You know, the
That's
classics are
original.
already classic, you know?
Yeah, like sometimes you just don't want to like mess it up because it's already
Yeah,
perfect, you know.
exactly. Like, what do
So
I have to contribute
I'm
to this third eye
sure
blind
you have
song or
something,
something like
but
this? I mean, maybe something, but yeah.
yeah, I feel like if you're gonna do a cover, you need to do like something different with it,
Yeah.
because if you don't, then it's like people are gonna compare it to the original and they're gonna be like, well, typically people think the original is better, so
Yeah.
yeah, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
I
But
usually like the original. I think State Champs did a Fall Out Boy cover that I really love.
yeah.
But that's because I love both of those bands. You know what I mean? I love
Yeah,
Champs. I love
sometimes
Fall Out
covers
Boy.
are like really good. Like sometimes I like the covers better than the original. So I mean, it all depends.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Nothing on my radar though for
yeah.
current.
That's cool though. So what is your biggest goal with your music? Like, what is the biggest thing that you'd like to achieve?
I have
I know
no
it's
idea.
kind of a general question, but
Well, when I was younger, I was kind of like, I want to be a famous rocker, you know? And I don't know, just like moving to Los Angeles, where everyone wants to be a famous rocker or a famous person or a famous something. I kind of like, I do want to grow like as an artist, but I think for me, like, especially as I get older, like the goal for me is really just like, I would love to make a living where I can sustain my life and my lifestyle and potentially a family someday. But like, I don't need to be in the Foo Fighters, you know what I mean? I just want to be like a working musician who is like stable, you know what I mean? And can have a nice little life.
Yeah, that would be good.
But I guess that's like my re very realistic goal of like, yeah, I mean, but obviously like being a famous rocker would be dope too. You know what I mean? Like continuing to grow and all of that. It's just, I don't think that's so much my priority anymore. I just like want to be able to pay my rent through music, basically. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
it's good to be able to do what you love and also be able to pay the bills, you know, at the
Yeah,
same
it's
time.
important. It's important. It's like it's you see like a lot of like really big artists talking about how touring is like, you know, financially impossible and all that stuff. And I'm like, damn, I you know
That's
what
crazy.
I did like 10 years of DIY touring and you and all of your money, it's still financially impossible. Like, yeah, we're all broke, you know what I mean?
That's kind of depressing, honestly. Like,
Yeah.
even they can't.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, but
Yeah.
that's interesting though. I didn't know that they were like that it was that financially difficult for like even bigger artists.
Well, I think the bigger the artist, like the bigger the crew, and then everyone has to get paid. And
Yeah, that's
you know, if
true.
you're traveling in a bus, it's like sometimes the bigger you are, like you
They have
gotta.
more of a production and like a set that they have to deal with. So,
Yeah, you gotta spend a lot of money to make a lot of money, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know.
it makes sense. So what would you say is something that separates you from other pop punk bands or artists? Like, what do you think makes you or your music like more unique?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't like, I think I have awareness over the fact that like I'm not reinventing the wheel. And I don't really want to. I just want to make good songs. You know what I mean? I think if anything, maybe my approach or something, or maybe the fact that it's kind of like in terms of songwriting, it's kind of like a one-man band situation or whatever. Now I could give you like a lofty answer of like my lyrics are so
So deep.
real. Yes, I'm so deep. I feel so much. I'm so broken. No, but like, I don't know, probably lyrics, like if there's something about the actual music, probably lyrically, I just try to just say it, just say the thing. And it's much more about like saying what I have to say than saying it in a cool way. You know what I mean? Or saying it in like an overly poetic way. It's kind of just like, this is where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, sometimes people need that. Like, they just want a song that they can relate to, you know, and it just like
Yeah.
it's honest.
That's
So,
why I go to music. Like, that's what I
yeah.
want. That's what I like about music. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
it's about me. And it's, you know
Exactly.
what I mean? Like,
Yeah. And when is your next show?
unconfirmed right now, but
Okay.
it's likely going to be an album release show in Los Angeles.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to not really play. Like, I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
And then like, because for the release show, I want it to be like as big as possible. So I want to just put out the music, do the internet stuff right now and all that, and then just do like a big show. Yeah.
Yeah,
So it'll be
cool.
in July.
That's exciting. It's
Yeah,
coming up soon.
I'm stoked. Yeah. Been
Yeah.
trying to confirm a bunch of friends' bands and just make it like a big party.
Yeah, that should be fun. I wish I
Yeah.
could go, but sadly I live like across the country.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, that would be tight though.
yeah.
I'm sure we'll be in Chicago at some point.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So where can our listeners find your music?
Anywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon Music,
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp even. Yeah. Anywhere, you know.
Nice. Do you prefer people stream your music or like do you have physical copies available?
We've done vinyl the last couple records. I think it's
Yeah.
cool for people to collect vinyl. I'm not much of a vinyl collector. I have a collection at my parents' house actually, but I left them
Okay.
in Florida and I came
Yeah.
out, no more vinyl. I can't,
Yeah,
the room for it
it takes up a lot of space.
takes up a lot of space and it's kind of an expensive little hobby.
Yeah, it
But
is.
I don't know. I don't really care as long as people like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if collecting things is your thing, we got some cool variants and stuff coming and
Cool.
all that with the vinyl. I know people are so into it.
Yeah, I have some vinyls, but I don't have like that big of a collection, but they still do like take up space and I have them in like a crate and they're like really heavy to carry around too. So I see why they evolved into CDs and then later streaming, you know.
I think I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, when I was moving, I was like, I can't commit to bringing all this because I drove from
Yeah.
Florida. Just like brought everything I could fit in my car.
Yeah. It would just
Vinyl.
be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Juniper is out July 12th, right?
Yeah.
All right. Everyone go listen to Juniper when it comes out.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of
Appreciate it.
course. It's nice to meet ya. Hey, come in and have a slice of pizza. Hey, hello, it's nice to meet ya.